T-Mobile 5G home internet keeps getting better. Get our fastest connection loaded with benefits. Get T-Mobile's best home internet starting at $55 a month with auto pay and any voice line. Plus, price lock. We won't raise your rate on internet. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/home internet.
Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. Guarantees regular monthly rate plan price of fixed wireless 5G internet data with qualifying service. After $15 bill credit with postpaid voice line, plus $5 a month without auto pay with debit or bank account. Regulatory fees included for qualifying accounts. $35 connection charge applies. Speeds vary due to factors affecting cellular networks.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As we've spoken about here before, there has been an ongoing programme to reintroduce white-tailed eagles into the wild in Ireland. But the National Parks and Wildlife Service has just announced that one was shot in December. We're joined by Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland. Afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
What do you know about the circumstances about the death of this bird?
Yeah, really, really terrible to hear this news, and horrible to see yet another bird of prey being killed in Ireland in such circumstances. We know from the information that's been released by the National Parks and Wildlife Service that it seems that this eagle was shot on the shores of Loch Ool in County Westmeath, near to Mullingar, and it was found on, or believed to have died on Friday the 6th of December. So it took quite a bit of time for this news actually to be released and to break. But it seems that this bird was shot. I know that the National Parks and Wildlife Service would have undergone quite a rigorous body of tests to find out the exact cause of death, and it seems it was being shot in this case.
Yeah, and where would it have been released into the wild?
So this was part of the second phase of the reintroduction project. So the first one started in 2007, and there's 100 birds released over a period of a few years then. Then the National Parks and Wildlife Service decided to bolster the population by some more releases in the last few years. We know that this bird was released on Shannon Estuary in 2022, 2-year-old female. So too young yet to be breeding. It takes a few years for them to reach sexual maturity, but still a big loss to the reintroduction programme.
Yeah, and now, and a magnificent animal, the wingspan's about 2 metres, as I understand it.
Now, huge, even bigger than that, up to 2.5, approaching 3 metres.
No. Yeah, and now would, or could perhaps it have been the case that a farmer or someone might have thought that animal might be a threat to my livestock?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to cast any aspersions or to make any conclusions about that. There could be a number of reasons, unfortunately, why someone would want to do this bird harm. It is important to stress that it is obviously completely illegal for anybody to harm one of these birds, so that the killing is a serious criminal offence. What the motivation behind it, I can't even fathom. I don't know what it would be. Just to stress that this bird is in no way a threat to livestock, despite its massive size. It's mainly a fish-eating bird, which is why the lakes around Westmeath would be so attractive for a species like this. And the species that historically in Ireland would have been quite common on large water bodies across Ireland, both freshwater and seawater. So from that point of view, I wouldn't want to speculate. There's no reason to believe that it would be anyone in the farming community. I'm sure it wasn't. There'd be no reason for that to happen. What did motivate this person? I just couldn't
yeah, speculate. But I just wanted to confirm that it wouldn't have been the case that they might have seen an eagle attacking a sheep or something like that, because that they don't, as you say, they don't do that. Is this an ongoing process now? Will there be more birds released into the wild?
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing process with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and it's been a successful project so far. From the initial release of 100 eagles, you would expect some would die naturally. Sadly, several have been shot and poisoned, and others have gone missing without any knowledge of what's happened. We know what happened to this bird because it was fitted with a radio tank. So when the bird stopped moving, the people from the National Parks and Wildlife Service realised something had gone badly wrong there. But despite the efforts of some people to try and eliminate this species for whatever reason, it is doing well enough. There are now several breeding pairs in parts of the country, particularly in the south and in the west of Ireland, and some of them do wander quite widely. So we know that this phase of the project, where this bird was released, was from 2020 to 2022, but it is ongoing efforts to monitor them. I'm sure there would be efforts to bolster the population if needed in the future. And all of these birds, these young birds, they originated in Norway. They're gifts to Ireland from the Norwegian state. And it's worth stressing that when things like this happen, it does make headlines in Norway, and it's often seen as quite a slap in the face for their generosity.
Yeah, let's hope we don't see any more incidences of it. Niall, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Niall Hatch there from Birdwatch Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.